Today we're going to talk about something that is big and sometimes hard to get our minds around. Holiness is a word used to describe the pure and absolute goodness of God. As human beings who sometimes have bad and selfish thoughts and actions, it can be hard to imagine that God doesn't have any evil. God is totally pure. Sometimes we don't understand or value goodness and holiness in the right way. We've heard it said that without evil there can be no good, or that life or stories wouldn't be very interesting. Sometimes we can enjoy pretending to be the evil character instead of the good guy. But as Christians, we need to understand goodness and holiness in a better way. For us, holiness is a real thing, and evil is just a lack of it, space where goodness isn't. One way to describe it is to think of energy. There's no such thing as cold energy. Cold is just what happens when there is no heat. In the same way, there's no source of darkness. You can't make dark. You can only take light away. Heat and light are real things. Dark and cold are just emptiness. And in a similar way, evil is what's left when the holiness and goodness of God is not let into our hearts and our houses and our countries. When the time comes when God's light and holiness is shining out of every nook and cranny, the wonder and excitement, the brightness and glory will be amazing. It will be something barely even imagined, but somehow fulfilling the most secret and barely understood hopes of our hearts. Holiness. Close your eyes for a few seconds and see what kind of images you conjure up. For many of us, the picture that will emerge is a boring one. You imagine someone sitting with a slightly smug smile, white robe on, ankles neatly crossed, halo on straight, avoiding any action whatsoever. Sorry, that's not real holiness. Contrast that with the vision Isaiah had. His glimpse of God's holiness was exciting in the extreme. There was smoke, thunder, swooping creatures with six wings, the music of angel voices, and God swathed in a robe that filled the temple. Isaiah was terrified, and rightly so. He knew he wasn't fit to be in the presence of the kind of perfect goodness the seraphim were singing about. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. Their voices lifted in praise and excitement shook the pillars of the room. This was an experience that touched the senses. Visually, it was extraordinary. His ears could barely take the music and the thunder, and the incense of holiness rose in his nostrils like smoke. Whatever else it wasn't boring. The holiness, the pure goodness of God, is something to take our breath away, something awe-inspiring, something that makes us want to revel in it, but also makes us want to run away and hide. It's awesome. What did Isaiah say? "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." But it wasn't enough that Isaiah could see, touch, breathe, and hear the holiness. No, God lets him taste it too. A live coal is brought to him, and instead of burning Isaiah, it purifies him, so that his sins are forgotten and only the goodness of God is in him. God wants to light us from within with the glow of his holiness. It is the only way that we'll ever be the people that he intended. There is a dimness, a shadowiness to who we are without God lighting us up inside. Despite the beauty of God, sometimes we want to shut God out of our dark corners. But if we once take that step, that fearful, wonderful step of approaching the glory and letting God begin to light us up, he is able and eager to give us the coal that will light us from within and make us the people we were meant to be, holy, shining, and forgiven.